plantings at the moment, and we've got them in plastic tunnels because watermelons like the hot weather, so we're just trying to get the early market. So they're under, we've got black mulch down on the ground with wires over the top and clear plastic, just like a little glass house.
You just checked the thermometer because literally you and I are freezing standing out here in the middle of the paddock, but the watermelons are feeling a different temperature.
Yeah, they're about 27 degrees, not like us at the moment.
Which is about 9 or something.
Yeah, something like that. Cold wind.
So how do you keep the conditions constant for them?
Well, in the tunnels, when it starts warming up more, you cut more holes in to try and keep them, don't get too hot, because it can get up to 60 degrees in the tunnels on a good sunny day. So you just got to keep an eye on it.
And water condition?
Yeah, keep the water up to them. But this time of the year, they don't use a real lot. Well, it's not warm enough yet, so. But later on, yeah, plenty of water and plenty of fertiliser.
And how long have these plants been in?
A month, middle of September, I think.
And when do you hope to have melons that are pickable?
Mid-December. Yeah, mid-December, hope to start. All goes well.
Approximately how many plants have you got out here?
Probably end up with around 80,000 plants, somewhere around there later on when it all gets planted.
And how much are they each?
About around 40 cents a plant, so it adds up.
How long have you been growing watermelons?
Seedless melon I started about 95, so a little while ago.
You should know what you're doing.
Yeah, you're always learning, eh? Then you get this disease that's come in the last few weeks or months at Katherine, so that's a bit worrying.
What do you think when you see that happening up in the Northern Territory?
Well, I hope it don't come down here. But yeah, it's all new at the moment, so we'll just wait and see. But it's going to be a bit of a worry because it can spread so easy. That's the bad thing.
So you follow that carefully then?
Yeah. You talk to seed reps and agronomists and just sort of keep an ear out and see what's happening and if we can do anything to prevent getting it.
What are they saying?
Not a lot at the moment because no one sort of knows a hell of a lot about it. So it's sort of all up in the air at the moment. Just try and keep an eye on trying not to have too many people around in your paddock and where they've been. And yep, because it can spread so easily. And we've sort of been reading a bit about it. The bees can even spread it. And melons, they've got to have bees to pollinate. So it can spread real easy.
Been a bit of chatter around about, obviously, the price of watermelons has hit the roof since the disease has hit. What are people sort of saying to you?
Yeah, it is at the moment, but it's not going to do any good for us because Katherine's just about finishing. They grow right through the winter. And, of course, we're only in the summer, so it doesn't make any difference to us whether they're in the market or not, really. Queensland will kick in and it'll be all back to normal in summertime. Usually in the summer months, if all the growing regions are all kicking along good and had no cyclones or anything up in Queensland, the price of melon will be, I can't see it be any different over summer.